The true meaning of history is to show forth the glory of the saints, to show the person of Jesus Christ in history. And in fact, we recognize that Christ has already won the victory, and all of history is an unfolding simply to show forth his glory and to allow us to participate in that victory. You know, the interesting dynamic right now in the United States and in Western civilization, the word is that Christianity is on the way out. It's interesting, generation after generation, for about 2,000 years, the church has always been on the way out. But again, we face a time where people have fallen away from the faith, and it seems like the church is in decline. And in fact, in many ways, it's very similar to another time that we may have recognized from European history, known as the Protestant Reformation. So if you know the history of the Protestant Reformation, the decadence and corruption of the Renaissance had created a kind of revolt within Western Christianity. Martin Luther and other reformers, in their desire to purify the church, felt like we needed a new theology. We needed to break with the old and bring something new in. They were, in a certain sense, progressive in their time. So they felt like what had gone before was no longer sufficient because they saw around them corruption. What they argued is that this church was old and faded, and that it was ready for decline, and it was steadily declining. But the irony is, while the Protestant Reformation was happening, while many Catholics were leaving the Catholic faith and becoming Protestant, at the same time, the church was experiencing a growth unlike she had ever experienced before. In fact, the church was multiplying by millions. So what is happening at the same time of the Protestant Reformation? While you have the Protestant Reformation going on, Our Lady appears to a humble peasant in Mexico named Juan Diego. She tells this humble peasant to ask the bishop to build a basilica in honor of her in Mexico, and that this would be the means of bringing Christ to the new world. That is how our Lord always works in history. He starts with lowly, humble people. It's not necessarily the great and the powerful that shape history, but when our Lord uses humble servants who are open to his grace. So he comes to this peasant, the peasant goes to the bishop, and the bishop asks for a sign. Long story short, the sign becomes a miraculous image given to Juan Diego, put on his tilma that he shows to the bishop, and it is precisely that image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, not painted by human hands. Isn't it powerful to recognize the true victories of the Lord do not come through human intervention, do not come through human means, through human invention, but rather through the work of the Holy Spirit. Even more powerful that our Lord gave this image in the New World, and almost within 10 years, 10 million people would become Catholic. While a few hundred thousand were leaving the Catholic faith in Europe, millions were becoming Catholic. That is the whole dynamic. And in fact, that will be the dynamic of a new evangelization. I mentioned Our Lady of Guadalupe because we celebrated on December 12th. And I believe in our time, she is a perfect icon of what we hear in today's gospel to prepare the way of the Lord. That was the whole identity of John the Baptist. It is so fascinating when we see some of the gospel accounts. And what is John the Baptist known for? I'm sure there were many qualities about him that were positive. But ultimately, he is the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the ways of the Lord. Prepare for the Lord. It's interesting. We might say, a modern person might say, what if we knew all about John the Baptist? Wouldn't it have been so much better to not just be known by one thing? But the reality is, that is an even more powerful way to recognize our mission and our vocation. Maybe our faults or shortcomings or other aspects of our personality will fall away from memory. But if we fulfill our mission and vocation, and each one of us has a mission and vocation, the Lord will work his victory in history. There is no doubt the church will persevere. The question is, will we participate in that victory? Will we be a part of making known the glory of Jesus Christ generation after generation? And that is why each one of us must ask ourselves, what is our mission? What is our vocation? Lord, what do you call me to do? We have with us also an artist today, Cameron Smith. His image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is in the back. And like the original image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, I think the vision of Cameron Smith as an artist is a perfect representation of how to do evangelization. He blends elements of contemporary art with traditional iconography. As it says in the scriptures, there's both old and new, the wise steward who brings out both old and new. And as we hear other places, there's a sense that Catholicism always exists in a dialogue with the culture. And so what we do when we do evangelization is we recognize all that is good, true, and beautiful in the culture and then point to its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. That was what the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe did, and that is what Cameron Smith is doing with his art. So I'd ask you to consider to take a moment to ponder his particular painting and other paintings of his. He has one of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And today, commit yourself to being a missionary disciple, to participating in the work of evangelization, not in some dramatic way, but simply to share your relationship with Jesus Christ, to surrender to his work. And as we do that little by little, the Lord will take humble beginnings, he'll take humble hearts, and he will renew his church. And we will see a growth generation after generation as the Lord continues to do powerful things. Amen.